to our drinking and its impact. And Mr. and Mrs. Average drank the equivalent of 40 bottles of vodka or 113 bottles of wine or 436 pints in 2019. And while our consumption levels have plateaued since 2013, we are still drinking significantly more than the government's 2020 target. The pubs have now been closed for more than a year. So how has that impacted on our drinking habits? Our reporter Ailie Sheehy has been speaking to people in Laytown in County Meath. They've been telling her about their drinking habits during the pandemic.
No, not really. I wouldn't really be a big drinker at home anyway. I kind of prefer to go out and have a night out. I also have young children, so I'm up early every morning. So it's not really worth it for me. I'd rather a cup of tea.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably 4 or 5 nights a week now. I'll probably take the weekends off now. Pre-pandemic, I'll probably drink on a Friday and a Saturday maybe. And now it's just most days. So what else is there to do, being honest? I think it's boredom.
During the first lockdown, I probably would have had more than now. But this lockdown, I'm very conscious of it. So I wouldn't say I'm drinking more. I'd say I'm drinking less.
How much alcohol would you consume every week?
Probably a bottle of wine, which would do me maybe Friday and Saturday night.
So do you find that you've been drinking more during the pandemic?
I think during the first lockdown, we absolutely were, yeah, with the good weather and we were finishing work earlier, going for a walk on the beach, coming in, having a glass of wine. Then this one, not so much. But definitely, we're still, like, you get home on Friday evening, you're having wine. Saturday evening, you're having wine. Sunday, glass of wine with your dinner, because you're not going anywhere and you're not driving anywhere, so you're not conscious of driving the next day or anything like that. So, yeah, I think we've reined it in this one, but still probably drinking more than we would normally.
Definitely not, no. Yeah, I like to drink, but I mean, I wouldn't be bored and drink because I'm bored or something like that, you know.
Just nothing else to do, so you may as well have a drink in the evening. You feel like you reward yourself after a day's work. You know, you can't go out at the weekend, so you may as well have a drink at home. I'd have about 3 glasses of wine a night. I'd say 3 or 4 nights a week.
No, I've been drinking an awful lot less because I'm not a heavy drinker anyway, just so not one at the weekends. I personally wouldn't drink more at home anyway.
No, I haven't been drinking anymore during the pandemic. So Lent came in the middle of it all, so I used to go off drink for Lent. But we used to have a Friday night's girls, gone on for years, but that all stopped. So that would be the night we'd have a few drinks, we were together, and that would have been it, yeah. I've got lost the taste for it.
People in Laytown opening up there to Ailie Sheehy about their drinking habits. Now, this new data on our drinking habits is revealed in a report from the Health Research Board. I'm joined by Research Officer Dr. Deirdre Mong. And good morning, Deirdre.
Good morning.
Quite revealing interviews there with people showing, you know, some insight into their drinking behaviour during lockdown. What have we learned about our drinking habits? You know, bearing in mind as well that pubs have been closed now, pubs, hotels and restaurants for the best part of a year.
Yeah, I suppose in relation to the pandemic and COVID-19 restrictions, at this stage, we have very limited data. It's still really too early to tell the longer term impacts on our drinking. But what we do know is that in 2020, across the whole population, we saw just a small decrease in consumption of 6.5%, which, when you consider that so much of the on-trade was closed for a lot of the year, shows that now there has been obviously a shift to more home drinking because there's nowhere else to drink, basically. We also know from smaller surveys that some people, about 20% of people say they increase their drinking, a similar amount say they reduce their drinking. And what we're seeing as well is that among those people who say that they've increased their drinking, they're more likely to be people who live in households where there are children. They're more likely to say that they're dealing with higher levels of household stress. They're more likely to be reporting poor mental health and loneliness. So it seems to be the case that maybe some people are using alcohol to help them help support themselves through this difficult time.
And we know as well, Deirdre, from your past reports and your data looking at 2019, that many of us drink too much. And you're also looking at how we drink and a tendency towards binge drinking.
Yes, because when we look at harm, the overall volume that a person drinks is an important indicator, but it's also very important to look how much we drink on a single occasion. So the more drink you consume at on a single occasion, the more likely you are to experience harm, both acute harm in terms of being involved in an accident and also more longer term harm such as developing liver disease. And we're seeing the consequences of that in our harm status. So we know, for example, pre-pandemic, at least 3 deaths per day could be are related to alcohol. There are more than 40,000 hospital admissions each year as a result of alcohol use, and this is a conservative estimate. 1 in 3 cases of self-harm are related to alcohol. So really, we have high levels of harm, and we have, and a lot of this is putting serious strain on our health system.
Well, you talked to me as well about the age profile and how it relates to our drinking habits, with a particular reference to teenage drinking.
Yes, well, one of the, I suppose, positive news stories from our report is that there has been a delay in the initiation of drinking among young people. If you go back to the 1990s, where we our first data comes from, a much higher proportion of younger teenagers, so those between the ages of 13 and 15, reported that they had ever been drinking or that they had ever been drunk. That proportion has now decreased, which is positive because in terms of alcohol-related harm, the younger you start drinking, the more likely you are to develop problems in later life. Mm-hmm. And we also have very good evidence now that drinking at younger ages is associated with increased likelihood of disrupting brain development okay. through the adolescent years.
And while we have plateaued, we've plateaued at a high level, which isn't
yes.
good.
No, it would be better if we could reduce our levels of alcohol consumption, particularly our more hazardous or risky type of drinking. So obviously, the HSE has set low risk limits in relation to weekly drinking and so on. Mm-hmm. And the more people that can adhere to those limits, the better okay. it is in terms of reducing our harm.
All right. Dr. Deirdre Mongan from the Health Research Board, thank you for joining us.